The extension would swing around First Niagara Center and head toward Michigan Avenue, altogether around 1,600 feet, added to the 6.5 miles of rail and an added station. Congressman Brian Higgins says it should be designed to use the second floor of the subway, yards, and shops for private investment. It's not a big project, with Authority Executive Director Kim Minkle saying it might be under $10 million.
We've looked at some preliminary cost in terms of station that still needs a little bit of work. But the one option going through the DLNW, right now the preliminary estimate's around $7 million. Going along South Park would be more expensive. That's in the range of about $9 million. And then there's some additional street work that would be needed.
Minkle says the environmental study of the project would be more limited than a more expensive project, and if the money is found, might go forward fairly rapidly. Subway extension proponents see this as the first stage of a much larger eventual extension to Larkinville and then the Buffalo Niagara International Airport using rail rights of way. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.